Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Little Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting their essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Little Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids their vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. Artifact Uprising is a Colorado-based company that creates premium quality customizable photo goods for your digital photos. Driven by belief that everyone has a story to tell, this company is known for its elevated design and thoughtfully sourced materials. Signature products include the Lay Flat album, touting ultra-thick pages and foil-stamped covers, textured matte everyday prints, and a line of customizable frames. Artifact Uprising wants to help you preserve your meaningful moments. Whether you want to say, I love you with the perfect gift, display favorite memories in your home, or connect with loved ones throughout the year, they have a product you can personalize. I don't know about your kids, but Ford and Shep love flipping through photo book memories that we have laying around our house that we've made with Artifact Uprising. We have some from our wedding, vacations through the years, and holidays, and I love having the books around the house for the whole family to enjoy. Artifact Uprising makes it easy to tell your story. Through the end of the year, Living Fully listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers or 15% off if you've purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use the code LivingFully through December 31st. Are you ready to start living your best life today? Hey, y'all, I'm Mallory, and welcome to the Living Fully podcast. I'm a wife, mom, and entrepreneur here to encourage you toward a life of joy and fulfillment. My heart of big dreams took me a long way from growing up on a farm in Kentucky, from Miss America and The Amazing Race, all the way to writing a best-selling book and creating two multi-million dollar merchandise lines. Through this crazy journey, I've had a lot of highs and some lows, but I found my true self along the way. So now my hope is to motivate you to find your own version of living fully. Here, we believe you have a choice in your legacy. So let's start living it out today. I'm Mallory, and this is the Living Fully podcast. I'm thrilled to bring you someone that I personally really like, but not only really like, but I'm really inspired by today. And that is my friend, Natalie Kennedy. Hi.
Hi.
Okay. We have a lot to talk about and a lot in common.
We do.
And I think we've known each other for, I have known you for as long as you've been in the space. I would say 7 years.
Yeah, I would say so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have a lot of fun similarities too. Not only our like health journey with Amy.
Yes, which is life changing. And I owe everything to this girl right here.
We're going
to
talk about that conversation. Well, we're like ping ponging back and forth. Now you've re-inspired me to like get back in. Isn't that funny how that works?
Okay, but you did the same to me after I had just had my second child and you hadn't had Sunday and you were back healthy again. And I was like, okay, I'm inspired again. So we're just ping ponging.
Yeah. We're going to talk about this health journey.
Okay.
And I also love that we lived in the same place whenever we first got married.
Oh,
remember
gosh.
The condos? You moved in like right after me.
I forgot about that. We both lived in West Nashville.
Yes. And we met our husbands while drinking a beverage. She was drinking something different than I was drinking. I was at a coffee shop. She was at a bar. Which is fine. All you women that are like, I'm not going to meet my husband at a bar. Look at Natalie Kennedy has a great husband that she really loves. And they met at a bar.
It's true. He is all green flags. And I know that most men at bars, you would think have red flags, but maybe they don't.
Maybe they'll end up like Patrick Kennedy, who is great. And you will build this great life like you have. And that's why I wanted to bring you on today. Because there, you know, people in the online space are a dime a dozen. But I think what you are doing in the online space now is transformational and is changing people's lives. Because you and I both know that nutrition and health can literally change yours and your family's life. And it has been amazing seeing you go through the same journey I went through. I fell off the wagon for 2 years and like now I'm getting back on. But, you know, we'll talk about that because that is real life. And what I've loved is you've been – in the online space. So Natalie, you know, she's got 700 something thousand followers on Instagram. So I can't remember the last time I looked. A lot of followers on Instagram. You built this great community, and then you had this big life shift that you've brought them all along on. And I think that one of the beauties of social media is that we can just live our authentic and real lives, and we can show the changes that we make, and we can show the struggles that we're having, and we can show on the other side, like, this is real life inspiration if you guys do. That is the ultimate influencer.
I think that it's great that people will change with you. And I think when I did that, I know when you did that, you've had huge life changes. And when people change with you and they continue to follow you, and then it's almost like you're all kind of learning and growing together.
Yes. Yes.
Versus coming straight out the gates already knowing everything or already, you know.
But that's something that you do well, because, and I tried to do that too. I'm like, I'm not an expert in this. Yes, like if I'm talking about recovery or if I'm talking about health or if I'm talking about cooking, you know, I'm just like, hey, I'm just a woman doing all this too. I just have a lot more people watching me do it in my house than you do right now.
I agree. And sometimes I feel like that. And I actually talked to Amy about this. I was like, I almost feel like I need to go to school, because it's like, I love this. I love learning about it. But am I an expert? Yeah. From like, do I have a degree in this? No.
But you are an expert as a person that changed their life and did it. Yeah. You're an expert in that way. I think that would definitely be something that would be in your future. One of my friends, Alex, that started in like beauty YouTube, has gotten way, way into nutrition and health, and now has gone to nutrition school online.
I love that.
And she did it in like under a year. Really? I'm pretty sure she's done. And she like loved it. It's her passion, like yours. It is amazing. Your passion.
It is my passion. And yeah. I told Amy, I said, if Instagram goes down tomorrow, will you save me a spot to be a practitioner? I'll go to school. Maybe I'll go to school before then. And this is what I would like love to do. Or I would love to like work at a gym and like teach classes or something like that. But yeah.
Because it's your passion. Yeah. It's great. Which is really cool. So I love the journey. So let's start. I start my podcast with this question because it's the Living Fully podcast. So who in your life helps you live most fully and why?
I would have to say my husband. Just because, I mean, they're your partner. And I think most people hopefully would say their husbands. I mean, they just.
Every single person has said their husband.
Oh, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, they're there with you all day, every day. And the way Pat encourages me and lifts me up every day and encourages me to stick to those things that I know, like, make me feel the best and make us feel the best, make our family feel the best, has been huge. So, him.
I just love Patrick Kennedy too. I feel like everybody that I have come on, I really like their husbands, and they're the ones that I'm going up to at the party to say hello to first, because I love Ted Rad. So Dee Dee and I are talking about Ted. Ted is the best. I love Ted. I love Pat though. Like he's like you. He has such he's always smiling, always in a good mood. He always asks something about you that he knows is going on. He compliments something if you've just had a launch of something, and that's a really great person, and you can just tell that he's just great.
He keeps up with us.
Yeah, he does.
He's proud of us. Yeah. Like, he really is, and he'll, like, tell us. Actually, I was getting ready to come here, and he was like, Mallory, I'm so proud of her. She is just killing it. And best. That is just so great, and he
said that to me at a party once. He's like, I'm so proud of this thing that you did, and I was like, he is awesome. He is awesome that he knows that as a man, that he like supports it, because this world is so awesome that we're in, you know, awesome. But I think some women's husbands just like can't get there with it. They're like, oh, is this a real thing? Until it reaches a financial status in their family. And they're like, okay, fine. Like, okay, it's a real thing for us. Like, I'll quit my job now. But like, I really believe Patrick when he asks me about something, like he knows about it, and he's just, he's a great guy. So, and I agree with that too. It's like the person that you're married to, your environment affects so much of your mental state and your happiness and your children's kids. State. And
it really does. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kyle holds it down, I feel like, at your house.
He is at the climbing place right now. He has all three children. Like, yesterday they were at the jump place, and he's like sending me, I was working all day yesterday, so I'm on a shoot in downtown Murfreesboro, your hometown, going 150 miles an hour down a steep slope on rollerblades with a fitness shoot. And Kyle's just like sending me pictures from the jump place, like everything's going great. Like, it's a great team.
Okay, I feel like he's always at the jump place.
He goes to the jump place a lot.
Yeah, like I feel like this is like consistent. It's like always at the jump place. That must get a lot of energy out. It must be a good energy burn for those boys.
It's a good energy burn. And like boys are so, they need that. But Sunday's a wild woman too, so she kind of needs that too.
She's so cute.
Okay, well, I love it that you answered that with Patrick. So, okay, here's what I want to talk about. I can vividly remember the night that we were at Sarah Knuth's new house at the time. Mm-hmm. And Natalie and I are just there. It was me and you and Alexa, and maybe Sarah was there, and there were like a few other people. Christian Gordy was there, and like there was just like probably six of us there. And we were like sitting around the bar at Sarah's house, and she was like serving some food or something. And you were like, can you tell me about your nutritionist that you've been working with? Like, I'm kind of at a breaking point.
Yeah.
So I want you to take me back to that conversation. I obviously remember it, but like, let's tell them about this conversation. How were you feeling in your life? What, talk about that.
That was truly like, I mean, that was like, that was like the valley. Like I was very much, that was a pivotal moment for me mm-hmm. because I felt like I was doing all this stuff. I was watching people. I was trying to watch my calories. I was trying to get blood work. I was seeing all these, like Amy called them, like voodoo doctors that were like testing my body with all these different things. And I was just desperate. I was seeing functional medicine doctors. I was desperate because I felt so awful. The best way to explain it was like a ball of inflammation, anxiety. I felt depressed, and it was all based on health. And I just remember watching you and the changes you made in your life. And that was almost like my last straw where I was like, Mallory, like, this is what's happening. I need help. Do you think she could help me? And then I don't know if you remember it as vividly, but you looked at me and you said, I feel strongly about this. Mm-hmm. You have mm-hmm. to call her. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay. And then that started everything for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what I love about that story and the way that you just described yourself? There are a lot of people listening to this podcast that feel exactly like that. Mm-hmm. And they're pulling at straws. Mm-hmm. And they think, is this how my life is going to go? And they think, is this how I'm supposed to feel? Uh-huh. And they think, that person seems so happy and like they've got it all together. It must just work out for them. And like,
it doesn't.
Yeah.
And that's a hard place to be. Like, that's how I felt watching, especially this job is the best. But if you're not in a good place, this is a really hard job to do. Mm-hmm. And so I was watching all of these people doing the same thing as me. And I just felt like, oh, they're just like eating what they want. And they're like, they feel great, or they like don't have issues. They don't seem to be depressed or mm-hmm. anxious. But that just wasn't the case for me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't just work normally. So mm-hmm. if you feel that way, you don't have to accept it. If a doctor is telling you your blood works fine, mm-hmm. you're fine. You're mm-hmm. within normal limits. You seem fine. Just like don't eat gluten or, mm-hmm. you know, it's like so much more than that.
It's so much more than that.
Yeah.
But also, like, it's not overcomplicated. It is literally simple. It is eating. What Natalie and I did is the same. Natalie has different sensitivities than me. But I was Amy's first client. And mm-hmm. I remember when Amy and I started working together, she was like, this is simple. It's simple, but like you just have to have the willpower to stop eating the sugar, stop drinking the caffeine,
yep.
balance your meals out. And she's like, this will change your life. She's like, this will cure disease. I'm not a doctor. I want to make a disclaimer. Like, go to the doctor if you've got cancer. But like, this will change your life and change your body and change your health. And she always said something to me that I always remember. And she's like, it's going to change like the future of your family, the future of your life. You don't want your kids to have to take care of you when you're mm-hmm. 60 years old mm-hmm. because you've got some disease that was brought on by the environmental and health things that you were doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, yes, it seems complicated, but the only complicated thing about it, I think, is that like, people don't have the willpower to do it, which is why I was like, I want to inspire you on the other side, because that changed my life. Mm-hmm. And Natalie, I was the same way. I was seeing four doctors at the time that Amy and I started working together. I was at the end of my rope. I'd had four miscarriages. They didn't know what was wrong with me. They said, you have a blood clotting disorder. I had to go to like an endocrinologist who was saying, it's your blood sugar. Then I went to the blood doctor, the hematologist, that said it was something different. And I was like, at the end of my rope, like, what is wrong with me? Like, why am I, mm-hmm. why is this happening to me? And it was all fixed with nutrition.
I know that it's wild what nutrition can do. And it's interesting that all of those doctors that you saw, all the doctors that I saw, They didn't mention that.
Not one single time.
Not one time. And most of the time it was met by, oh, you should take this supplement.
Yes.
Or something like that, which I took them all. Mm-hmm. I needed to take a picture of my supplement mm-hmm. drawer because it was wild. Mm-hmm. I took them all. Nothing mm-hmm. happened.
Yeah. And isn't it wild what it does for your mental state as well?
I think the mental is why I keep going. Mm-hmm. Because without the mental benefits you get from eating healthy, like a cookie tastes pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'd have one every day, multiple times a day, if my mental wasn't affected.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, not that cookies are bad. We have sweet treats, guys. But, uh-huh. You know.
But they're a particular different kind. I still remember when I was talking to Patrick at a party once, and he was like, man, I asked Natalie, where's all the pizza and fast food and everything that we ate after the first baby was born? She has two little girls. And after Poppy was born, you were still kind of in the unhealthy state. And he yes. was like, man, you know. And then now she's fine. Like, he's like all this crunchy food postpartum.
Oh, I got really crunchy postpartum. I think you did too. Oh, I reached yeah, out I did. To who
was Poor name? LaMare.
Okay, I reached out to them. They were uh-huh. completely booked because I didn't give enough time. But she sent me recipes and they were so uh-huh. healthy and crunchy, like meatballs with liver and yes. all sorts of good stuff. And I was making them and I was eating them. And he was like, okay, where's the pizza?
But I love it that he goes along with it because yeah. he feels better, I'm sure, too.
Oh, he feels so much better. I mean, he's had a lot of health issues. So it's made a huge difference yeah. for him, especially with anxiety. He was able to come off some of his medications and yeah.
Isn't that just unbelievable? Okay. But what's hard is the beginning. So for me, the first 8 weeks felt like it was an emergency every day. I needed sugar so bad and I wanted caffeine so bad. Now I'm going to make an admission. I did not completely give up caffeine. I fought to keep my like one espresso shot. Sugar. I am addicted to sugar. I have had an addiction to other things. My addiction to sugar feels the same as my addiction to things that I had to go to treatment center to get off of. It is so deep.
I'm not surprised. I have never experienced that, but I am addicted to sugar. Mm-hmm. Like sugar right here. And my family is mm-hmm. like, we all just same. Like, we're all addicted to sugar. Mm-hmm. And that is the hardest thing to break. Yeah. Mm-hmm. to break.
Did you feel like it got easier for you after, like, what was your time frame where you felt like you were out of the woods?
I don't know. I think it was more like a learning curve. Mm-hmm. But I would say probably similar to you. Mm-hmm. Probably like 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you get out of the fog and then you start feeling better. And the thing that you say on Instagram that I love when you say it, because obviously you look at you and you are so beautiful.
Oh.
But you are also thank you. Even more beautiful than you used to be because you have this glowing vision of like vibrance and like yes. health that emanates from your face now.
Well, I think that about you and your face.
Well, that's
genuinely.
You.
I know you keep saying you've gone off the wagon, but I'm like, I just can't see it. I feel like you're
on the side
of
the wagon. I'm holding on to the wagon still.
Okay.
They didn't leave me, but like I'm not definitely not leading the wagon like I used to be.
Well, neither am I because, you know, life happens and sometimes you just need a coffee. Sometimes you just need some help. So uh-huh. it's okay.
But you're so consistent with it, which is what I am very all or nothing. And you seem to be a little bit more balanced, which I was talking to Amy yesterday. We talked for an hour on my way back from Murfreesboro. And I was like, I said, I'm addicted to this stuff. I'm addicted to it. And I know how bad it makes me feel.
Yeah.
And I know it will change my life if I stop eating it because I've been there and I felt it. So I'm not just being inspired by someone else or listening to a person like Amy who says this will change your life. I felt it.
You felt it and you knew that it changed your life.
And it was amazing.
It's amazing. You feel like Superwoman.
I felt whenever my feet hit the floor, I would wake up at like 6 a.m. on my own. My feet would hit the floor and I would feel so, I'm a high energy person. But it was a whole nother thing.
Yeah, you're ready to go.
And to be like, I was like, Amy, it feels like a drug.
It is like a drug. And yeah. it feels so good. And I think it would have been easier to kind of keep up with without all the life changes come in. Mm-hmm. And you said something to me. You were like, you can't just stay consistent all the time. Mm-hmm. We were at an event recently and you said that. You're like, life happens and you yeah. kind of have to roll with yeah. life mm-hmm. when it comes at you. But hey, you're not, the wagon didn't leave you. You're still yeah. holding on. You're good.
I'm kind of like holding on to the back of it right now. Yeah. But I think it's brave to, to pivot and to show something like that online, because it's so different than what you were showing. Because you were just like me, and you were like eating Chick-fil-A, and you're like drinking Cokes and like doing all this stuff. And you weren't necessarily sharing how bad you felt behind the scenes. So it's like people didn't know. So they're probably like, oh, great. Okay. We're going on a health journey now. But you were like, no, this feels so amazing, and this is changing my life. So I'm going to show this to you. Did you ever feel like, what are they going to think? Or were you just like, no, I'm passionate about this, like from the very start?
I think I felt so bad that I would have done anything. And I was like, people are either going to like love this or they're not. But like, this is my only option.
This is my life. I'm showing my real life.
Yeah. And I almost, that kind of makes me think, I have breast implants. Mm-hmm. And I really thought for a long time as breast implant illness. And sometimes I still think that some of my issues could be from that. I do want them out, but I think I want to be done having young children so I can like hold them, because there are all these like rules after the surgery. But through food, I didn't have to get them out. And Amy was like, I want you to get them out, but like, you don't have to do it now.
Like, you can,
you're
make
buying
a change.
Yourself some time.
Yeah. Because I remember when we talked at Sarah's house that day, you were like, I'm going to get my implants out, because you hadn't had Palmer yet, I don't think.
No. And I wasn't pregnant.
And you weren't pregnant. Mm-mm. Yeah. So you were thinking, this is going to fix my problem, because you were like, everything's gone wrong. Everybody's saying something different.
Yeah. And I still think it's good to get them out if you think you're having issues with them. But
Sometimes I'm like, I need to get them in.
I support that too. I'm like, just be prepared that if you have like health issues pop up, that you're going to
need to get them back
out. And it's not a one-time thing. You know, like, you have to have them redone every 10 years.
Yeah. I think they forget to tell you that when they put them in. I think the plastic surgeons skip over that.
They skip over it.
Because that's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. These are coming out and we'll be done. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care. I am not about what I look like that much, you know?
Well, you say that all the time on social media. And this is one of the things that I'm like, put it on a plaque. You say, if you're motivated by the way you look, it's going to be really hard to stay consistent. If you're motivated by the way you feel, you will be able to live this lifestyle.
Yes.
And I think whenever I worked with Amy, I was motivated by, I really wanted to have another baby. And I knew something was happening in my body. I was losing pregnancies over and over. Worked with Amy. Got pregnant very next time. I was also on Lovenox, which is a blood thinner, because they said blood clotting disorder could have been. But here's the thing. When I had Shepherd, I had diabetes so bad. I was on so much insulin. Yeah. And he, when they checked his blood sugar when he came out, it was so low, the monitor couldn't even read it. He went straight to the NICU for 3 days. Could not regulate his blood sugar. He was 9 pounds born at like 36 weeks. I mean, he was just, it was just a mess. And Sunday, I didn't even get diagnosed with gestational diabetes until literally the very end. She was born at 36 weeks, totally fine. Like, I was barely on any blood sugar medication at all. And I had kind of fallen off the wagon in the middle, but it had changed my body and the way that it worked so much that, like, it was a totally different pregnancy.
Yeah, and you were able to sustain that.
And I was able to sustain it.
Yeah.
After having 4 miscarriages in 1 year.
Which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is. Okay, so I like knowing people that I admire like you. Well, I like, no, I really, you're one of my favorite people to follow on social media. And it's just because there is something that shines from you. That's not just from health, but you make me feel good when I watch you.
Oh, I appreciate
and
that.
I think that everybody that you follow on social media, because your environment really matters, should make you feel like that.
Yeah. If somebody makes you feel bad,
don't follow them.
Yeah. You gotta go.
You gotta
Life's
go.
Too short for that.
Yes. And it's like, we're spending so much time following along. So, but it inspires me, and I buy things, and I got Branch Basics last week because you had the Natalie Kennedy
Good
code
job.
And like the, you know.
Proud of you.
Because I never changed the environmental stuff. That's one thing that I was just like, Amy, I'm going to use the chemicals in my house. And she was like, you don't need to. And I was like, you took away all my sugar. Let me have something.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, but now I'm trying to change the environment because I'm like, I'm just buying something different. Why is this a big deal? And like,
it's not a big deal. And that's why I always say, like, Branch Basics and your laundry, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. You don't have to walk into your laundry room and it smells like a million flowers bomb went off. Like, you're okay if it's a light scent and you're all going to feel better.
Yeah.
If you've got eczema or you've got itchy skin, you need to look at your laundry. You know, it's just simple. But yeah, I know. I'm still like that, but with makeup. Mm-hmm. it's really hard for me to do all clean.
Because mm-hmm. I hate to say this, but it's just sometimes it's not as good.
But it's not as good.
It will get there.
It will.
There are some that are as good, but all of it, yeah. And you and me both like makeup.
I love
makeup. A full face makeup.
We're pageant girls.
Yeah,
we are full glam. I'm like, Amy, I love you. I'm like, I can't even give up. I'll try to give up my hairspray. I tried really hard, but I was like, all right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to stop breathing while I spray it. I'm going to spray it, and I'm going to run. I'm not going to breathe it in.
You know what? Kyle is like so, 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 so into cologne. And he sprays it on 4 times a day, like 7 or 8 sprays. And it envelops our house, our car.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. So I was thinking, I was like, can I suggest that he stands outside to spray that
I think
one?
That's a great idea.
I still use a lot of perfume, but I don't spray it on 4 times a day.
What is it, though, about cologne? Like, when Pat wears cologne, if he wears too much, I, like, roll the window down. Like,
I know. I was like, I can't breathe. I know.
It's
He loves it. Okay, whenever I am following someone that I really like, I want to know, like, their routines. Because you do have routines. You mm-hmm. have, you seem to have routines to me. Mm-hmm. What is your morning routine? Is it the same most mornings? It seems like that.
I try. Okay, but tell me your morning routine. I'm going to do is I'm going to get up. And I'm very much into, like, so your circadian rhythm and, like, looking at the sun as mm-hmm. soon as you wake up. So Pat and I, if we can wake up before our kids, we go outside. We like stand in the yard barefoot.
That's awesome. In your new beautiful yard.
In our new yard that I love so, so uh-huh. much. And then I do a drink with AG1, Armra, electrolytes, and then I drink that. And
all together?
I mix it all together.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try that.
Electrolytes before coffee. Do you do your electrolytes before coffee?
So I drink LMNT all day.
Oh, yeah. So good. Mm-hmm. What flavor do you like?
I like all of them. I probably go to the watermelon or the raspberry the most. What flavor do you like?
That's it.
Yeah. Lemon, lime, and orange I like a lot, but I got to be in a different mood. Lemon, lime is like straight up Gatorade, like soccer playing 7 years old.
Agreed. Yeah. It really is.
Lemon, lime.
Watermelon and raspberry so good. In the winter, have you tried the chocolate? Mm. Oh, please just give me
a chocolate water.
Please just try it. Okay. It is a treat, especially if you like love sugar.
Like a hot chocolate as
it's
or
like
in
a hot
water.
Chocolate. Warm it up. I'm telling you.
Okay.
It's so good. But they have all these fancy like chocolate caramel, chocolate, whatever.
No, I never
regular chocolate.
I never went down that road.
Oh, please try it this winter.
Okay.
Text
I'll do
me,
anything
let me know.
You tell me to do. Okay, so you do all of that in one drink.
Yes.
So after you and Pat stand out and do your kumbaya moment.
Yeah, we kumbaya twirl around in a circle.
I love it that he just goes along with it and just does it all. He loves
He's
you. That's
like,
why. Okay, then you come in, you drink your drink. And then what about coffee or anything or no?
No, then I'm going to do my protein shake with 2 double protein. I make that every single morning, and I swear, it is like my key to success, is that
protein
shake.
Okay, tell us exactly what you put in your protein smoothie.
It's chia seeds, spinach, frozen banana, Flav City protein. I love to do like 1 scoop vanilla, 1 scoop chocolate, or you could do all vanilla.
Oh,
so good.
A milkshake.
It tastes like a milkshake. Yeah. Do you have protein in the morning?
So I don't like, I don't want to wake up the kids. So it's too loud, but I'm not a breakfast eater. So I like breakfasts. I love like going to brunch. Like breakfast is one of my favorite foods.
Yeah.
But Amy and I, the thing that we fought about the most, besides that I was eating like a whole Hu bar every day, Hu chocolate bar
every day.
Yeah,
he was. Has a chokehold on me.
Oh my gosh. But it's okay. It's clean chocolate.
It's clean. It's healthy. I'm like, what? What's the problem?
But we fought about breakfast a lot.
Yeah.
Because
I'm surprised she let you do that.
I didn't feel. No, she didn't let me do that.
Oh, okay.
I had to do it and we fought. Me and Amy fought a lot. Fought about it. She's like, Mallory, I'm trying to help you. This is doing this to you. This is doing that. And I was just like, Amy, you've taken everything away from me. And I feel terrible right now because I really want sugar. And even though I felt good, you know, we were like sisters in the beginning. And I think she learned a lot about like how she had to be with like from working with me. Probably she was like, ugh, you. So I think I saw you making that protein smoothie on Instagram, and I was like, I need to start making smoothies. I wish I wasn't like so loud. Maybe I could do it like outside.
You just put it in water too.
And so what's the double protein? How many grams of protein are you doing in that smoothie?
Then it ends up being like 40
grams of protein. Wow.
But if you want to try to get to 100 in a day,
that's your goal in a day. Yeah. Good for you. Because protein is so big. And that's like my big goal right now. Because I stopped eating protein, I feel like.
You did?
I was just like not consuming it as much as I did when I was working with Amy. And I got real snacky.
Yeah.
And now it's like a big focus of mine. Because also, like, as you get into your mid-30s and then your upper 30s, like, the protein intake has got to stay because, like, your muscle mass is starting to dwindle.
Yeah.
The key to weight loss, I feel like, is protein.
I think it's the key to weight loss, for sure.
Even though that's not energy. What we're supposed to be motivated by. Like, that is still, like, I want to look a certain way. I want to feel a certain way and look a certain way.
For sure. And weight loss maybe isn't important now. But when I was 50 pounds heavier, not able to lose a pound, it was important to me because that was an unhealthy weight.
You were really hard, weren't you?
I felt like it. Yeah. But I was eating Chick-fil-A grilled nuggets. I felt like it. In hindsight, I? I just didn't have the knowledge.
And now what's so cool about Amy's too, because I'm like, oh my gosh, you got to starve to lose weight. No, you don't.
I was never hungry. Good.
We eat so much with Amy. Amy, mm-hmm. I was like, how are you eating that much for breakfast, Amy? You're like eating a man meal or like a caveman. Like, she would show me her plates and it was this humongous plate of all these eggs. It was like 6 eggs that she's eating, all these vegetables, and this huge avocado and like something else. I was like, how does that work out? And then I started doing it, you know, and I was like, oh, you can actually eat a lot.
Yeah,
and your body starts working and you lose weight.
Yeah, you don't have to be hungry.
Yeah.
And do you notice now if you go out to eat with girlfriends that you're like, oh, we've all got, like, so many women have this wrong. Like, I sit at the table and I'm like, oh, this is wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, they leave their meat there. They're like, oh, you know, I don't want to touch that. I'm just going to eat a little bit of salad.
Mm-hmm. You know? They get a really sugary salad dressing and then they leave all the chicken.
Yes.
And it's like the things that I learned, or it's imbalanced. Like, maybe there is a piece of meat, but maybe you get like a really starchy or like a big carby side. And I'm like, oh, you're missing the fat and fiber.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I learned so much of that stuff with Amy.
Yeah.
But you're so right. There's so many women that do get it wrong.
There's so much to talk about. And I do think it's so interesting with women and what we were taught when we were younger. And, you know, we're in the Slim Fast Moms world. Mm-hmm.
The Slim Fast Moms were our
Atkins. Moms. Atkins diet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The Atkins diet.
Like, scary things. But... Uh-huh.
And that's a whole nother thing that's going down that's like, oh, well, it's, you know, everybody wants the easiest option. And I'm like, this is the undercover easiest option. As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to 3 young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now 2, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. As parents, we do everything we can to set up our kids for successful futures. Academics, team sports, college admissions. But what about getting started financially when they're out on their own? Fabric makes it easy and manageable for parents to set up an investment account for your child that grows with them and helps prepare them for their financial future. Fabric makes it easy and manageable for parents to set up an investment account for your child now that grows with them and helps prepare for their financial future. How great is that? Fabric by Gerber Life was designed by parents for parents to make it easy
easy to plan for and manage your family's financial path. With a kids investment account from Fabric, you can start investing in your child's future today. Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to help protect their family. Start investing in your child today at meetfabric.com/livingfully. That's meetfabric.com/livingfully. meetfabric.com/livingfully.
This is a paid promotion for the Fabric UGMA product and not for investment advisory services. Portfolios managed by Fort Washington Investment Advisors, Inc. Custodial services provided by Apex Clearing Corporation. All investing is subject to risk. Terms apply. Learn more at meetfabric.com.
Who doesn't love grilling hamburgers in the summer? Just because it's summer doesn't mean you have to cut out all the carb-heavy foods you love. Hero Bread has reinvented the bread and buns to make having a juicy hamburger and a great summer sandwich so great. Fluffy, delicious flavor, and texture with no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. We are loving Hero Bread in our house. My kids are even loving the bread too. Hero Bread has something for every bread lover, including sliced bread loaves, buns, Hawaiian rolls, tortillas, even limited edition 2 gram net carb croissants. And y'all know how much we love a croissant over here. So try Hero Bread today. I know you will love this guilt-free bread as much as we do. Get 10% off your order at hero.co and use the code LIVINGFULLY at checkout. That's LIVINGFULLY at hero.co.
Okay. It is easy. It just has to click for you mm-hmm. to just eat real foods. Mm-hmm. Eat a protein, fiber, mm-hmm. fat. Mm-hmm. Like it just once it clicks and you're like used to seeing a plate, oh. then it's
yeah.
smooth sailing.
So after you have the smoothie, are your children up by the time you're having the smoothie?
Well, it just depends. Poppy's been yeah. in our bed recently. Do your kids get in your bed?
No.
It, but it's also so sweet.
Yes, it's sweet. It's great. But like, can you sleep and can they sleep?
Sometimes. But sometimes she's kicking me in the face. It just doesn't go great. But then sometimes it's like sweet. And we're snuggling and I'm like, oh. And you know, you see those Instagram reels where they're like, your kids are going to grow up. And then you basically never see them again in your whole life.
Or, oh, yeah.
You know,
those, and then you feel I hate bad. Those. You've got 18 summers.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. I need to quit my job. We all need to quit our jobs. Let's stop.
I know, because it's almost over. The it's clock stressful. Is ticking.
It's so stressful.
I know.
Oh, goodness.
So then you have the smoothie. Kids, maybe you're up. Kids, maybe you're not up. And then you do your workout?
Yeah, then I'll either go to the gym or work out at home. Or if I, like some days I don't have childcare. Mm-hmm. And then those days, everybody gets packed up in the stroller and we're going on a walk. You know, awesome. And we're just going to get out. And I think that, you know, just doing the best you can. Walking mm-hmm. is, I saw a reel where somebody was like, walking is not exercise.
Oh,
yes,
like, it is. It's the only exercise I do.
I'm like, that is exercise.
Yeah.
And don't do that to people. Because mm-hmm. sometimes that's the only option you have. It's yeah. like, put your kids in a stroller mm-hmm. and go walk. Great. That is amazing. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. When you have days where you feel like you feel your old habits coming up, do you even have days where you're like, ugh, I want a cookie dough blizzard from Dairy Queen? Or are you so past it and so like hooked on this lifestyle that like the old habits even look different? And like if you do have old habits, how do you not succumb to the old habits?
I feel awful if I do my mm-hmm. old habits. Like awful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely awful. So that is why I don't.
Yeah.
If I didn't feel awful, then I would partake. But I do love Sweet Lorraine's cookie dough. Have you ever had it?
Yes. Yes. From Whole Foods.
Yeah. Reagan baked cookies.
Uh-huh.
They are
and they're
so
clean,
good.
But Amy's like, they're still cookies.
I know. But I'm like, but it's like not the worst thing.
Okay. First off, Amy doesn't like sugar like we do.
She doesn't like sugar. But sugar is like, I was just raised on sugar.
Uh-huh. I wasn't, which is funny. We didn't really have it, but I feel like I was so deprived that by the time we got to high school, I went to private school growing up, and then we went to public high school. It was the only thing that we had. When I could buy a fudge round, oh my gosh.
That's when it started.
I ate so many oatmeal cream pies and fudge rounds, and like it was like I was deprived of it because yeah. we were eating like basically farm to table, yeah. like the way that we grew up, and my mom would cook amazing. And stuff. And then... But then cookie dough blizzards from Dairy Queen and fudge rounds tasted so much better. So then I started the.
And then you started the sugar addiction.
Started the sugar addiction.
Speaking of farm to table, are you going to grow vegetables at your house?
Oh, yeah. So we did the flower garden the first year.
Yes.
And we were like, we need to see the placement of everything. And then yeah. we did the playhouse the second year. Then we had a chicken coop completely done and drawn up.
Oh, yeah. We can talk
and
about
we
chickens.
And we were so excited to do the chicken coop. But then the chickens are going to eat my whole flower garden that I got 100 peony plants planted right there. So I was yeah. like,
how do we do the chickens right? But then we wanted to do the raised beds and the chickens this year. And Kyle was like, we got to do one or the other. Because, like, you can't do that many projects at the same time. So we're going to build out the garden beds in the fall or winter so that we can plant for next year for the spring season.
Love that.
I grew up with – I wish that you could come to Kentucky and see, like, where I grew up. And see, my grandpa – we used to have, like, a – 10-acre garden.
Oh, that's incredible.
It was awesome.
That's
and
the dream.
Every kind of pepper, every kind of tomato, every kind of cantaloupe and watermelon. And they were canning stuff and they were preserving stuff. And it was just, it was awesome. It was
that,
cool.
That is truly the dream.
Mm-hmm. We're following the
same path right now, actually, because I have somebody coming to build my raised beds.
Awesome.
So we can start planting. Same
and you're
time.
You're going to do how many?
I have 8 right now.
Great.
Do I need more than that?
Actually, I was going to suggest 4 to start out with. How big are they?
Oh, I'm going to do 8. Oh, I can't
like
remember.
Like 4
I'd
by 10?
I'd have to look at it. Yeah.
Maybe.
They're
You'll
pretty
be
big.
Surprised of like all that you can plant in 4 large beds. You,
oh, really?
I was surprised like at my old house, we had the raised beds that my grandpa had made for us. And then Tia moved into that house. And I don't think she used the garden beds. But we had a lot. We had so many cherry tomatoes and regular tomatoes. And we had enough peppers and zucchini. Like you can get a lot in those little beds.
Really?
But okay. I love gardening and
I'm
like,
excited.
You know, you're going to, that's
I'm
just going to be awesome.
That's our next journey. I feel like
it's
we're both,
awesome.
We did Amy. We're still, I'm going to continue with Amy forever for the rest of my life, as long as she will. But now we're going to start gardening.
Yeah.
And then chickens. So you decided not to.
I grew up with chickens. I grew up with like country chickens. Like there were like 40 chickens and they weren't like the silkies that are walking around looking like they've got a haircut in
They're
Europe.
So cute.
It's like now everyone has chickens. And so I would love to do chickens and we will eventually do chickens. We've got to figure out the placement on our property. And where I live, you can do 6 chickens. How many chickens can you do per rules? Do you have any rules?
I have a rule.
Oh gosh, she's gonna have 45 chickens.
I know, but I'm concerned about the chickens because I met with somebody and he was like, they bring snakes and mice. They need to be really far. And then like you said,
they
might eat my garden. So then I put a halt on the chickens for now. I'm gonna
That's good. Do
think about it. I'm gonna think about it.
Because also it's you can get farm fresh eggs very easily.
That's how I feel. And Pat was like, you can get your eggs, so we'll figure it out. I might get a different animal, like a Highland cow or something.
Oh, Laura. I love Laura Beverly's like whole full-blown farm that she has now. It's so awesome.
It's incredible. I had lunch with her and that's where this all came from because she was like, oh no, this is what you need. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay, whatever
She's
you say.
Best.
She's the best.
Yeah. Okay, so how do you balance all of the things? So you have a thriving business. You're this online, you know, Natalie Kennedy is Natalie Kennedy. So you have a husband, 2 young children, this whole lifestyle of health and wellness that you're committed to. You've just moved into a new house and you're very committed to your routines and all of these things. But how do you balance it all? Do you struggle with balance?
Oh, I think that that's a huge struggle. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I think about a lot. Like I'm like, okay, it's really hard. It's like, okay, do I want to do all of this or like, do I just want to be like a mom or, you know, I don't know. I mean, I love my job, but I think the hardest balance has been the time being a mom, the time being a wife, and the time on our business because the businesses are our life. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something that is hard because it's all the time. We can't just show up and be like, here's my ad for the day. Bye. Like we are sharing our lives.
It's very ingrained. Mm-hmm. So then how do you balance it when it gets out of whack?
Delegate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, is that how you feel that sometimes you take on too much of the.
Oh my gosh. We have 9,000. Look, Jess is over here laughing. Everybody's like, oh, what's she about to say? Because we definitely have to redo balance here a lot. Because. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And the one thing that is finite is time with children. I can build 100 successful businesses. I think I could start anything tomorrow. I just feel good about that. When you have an online platform and a community that is committed, you can be successful at anything because these communities will literally, they will back anything you do because they're like our group. They're like our family. They're
our
group of people, you know?
Yeah.
That hopefully will last longer. But I'm like, my children are 6, 4, and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, next year, they're going to be 7, 5, and 3. and then the next year. And I stress all the time about balance with children and work, because in this space, the sky's the limit.
I agree.
There is no ceiling. If you want to work more, you can work more and do more.
I totally agree. I mean, it's really hard to know. And then there's also this voice constantly in the back of my head about my kids and time with them. But then also, like, what if this ends? What if Instagram is gone? Like, then you are going back to, what are you doing then? You know, like, so you might as well, like, keep working, keep hustling while you have this opportunity. And it's just hard. It's like the angel and the devil on your shoulder.
I know. And I think that any good parent feels like that constantly, no matter if you're an accountant or a teacher or an attorney or a stay-at-home mom. I think that people look at, people always ask me, like, what is living fully? And I'm like, living fully, a big part of living fully is awareness, reassessing your life and where you're at. You're always going to get out of balance. And there are things that are cyclical, and there are seasons for things. And there are always things that we can change in our lives to live more fully. And I think so many people are head down living or head down working or head down sick. They don't even think about the way they think and feel and are as a family.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I think it's a constant, like, remembering. But I have the same angel and devil. And I love what I do, too. And I know that you do, too.
I do, too. I love it. And I love my children. It's almost, you just need more time. Or I've also just been like, okay, if my work isn't done by the time I pick up Poppy from school, then it's not, like, it's just not going to happen then.
Because so you have big boundaries between work and, you know, when your kids are around. That's great.
Not all the time.
That's great. It's you know what, though? I feel really grateful about our generation of people online is we grew as the apps grew. And we kind of had to figure it out. We didn't have Instagram stories when we started. And then when they came along, it's like, oh, great. We'll use this. And then when this came along, oh, great. Yeah, we'll use this.
Yeah, you know? Like, why not? Show up.
Yeah. So I feel grateful that we started kind of when this career started.
Yeah, we started early.
Yeah. And then now you are starting to bring things into your life and diversifying the things that you do to where if Instagram did quit tomorrow, you wouldn't have to go back to whatever you're going to go back to.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how to finish that sentence. I guess then I'm going to nutrition school.
Yes.
And hopefully Amy would hire me. What did you do before
blogging?
I was in sales. I was in medical sales.
That's what I thought. Okay. So medical sales. But yeah, now you would go into nutrition. You would be great. Yeah, but Instagram's still here, so we don't have to make that plan.
No, I'm still here.
So, something that I'm very excited to talk about, because I'm very passionate about, I'm passionate about people getting into this space. I always tell people there is room. Stop thinking, because so many people have so many followers that there's no space for you, because there absolutely is.
There's a lot.
And you can be similar to another person. Like, we have similarities, but, like, we have two totally different communities. So, I'm very passionate about, because I started a business, a clothing business early on. I'm very passionate. And then did the book and then did the podcast. I am passionate about people branching.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. We do not own Instagram. Don't you wish you did? No, actually, I don't want to own Instagram.
It might be good.
It might be good. Profitable.
Yeah.
So tell me about the line that you are starting, which I love because it is such a fit with what you are passionate about.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Because it's coming out really soon.
It's really soon. And I'm like so excited. You've launched businesses. You've been super successful with this. And you're definitely somebody I look to in this space as like an example. Could only dream of being as successful. But I am really excited. We're starting an activewear brand.
I'm so excited.
I'm really excited. Awesome. And, you know, it's one of those things that it was like God led this path because it's a lot of work, but there were a lot. And there were constant doors like opening that it was like, okay, like I've always had this pull at my heart as soon as we started with Amy to like start an activewear business. And then it just became so obnoxiously clear that that was the path. And so I just told Pat, I was like, we're going to start this. And he was like, let's do it. And so he's doing it with me.
That's awesome. Yeah. So how long has this been in the works? Can you say the name of it so that we can like look it up?
Yeah, it's Salt Project.
Oh, I love the the name.
Yeah.
Oh, you told me that already, actually. You told me that at an event recently.
Yeah.
I love the name.
Thanks.
I love the name. It feels like, salt of the earth. Like, salt feels very...
Salt Project.
That's a great name.
Thanks.
Okay, so how long has it been in the works?
Spring of 2023. So, like, by the time it launches, it'll be close to, like, a year and a half.
Wow.
Of actually working on it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And tell us about it. Like, what is the difference in Salt Project and other athletic lines?
So, I felt like there was kind of, when it came to activewear, there was kind of this gap where people maybe didn't want to be, like, overly sexy, you know?
Like, you can be overly sexy in activewear now. I've seen it at the gym.
And that's, I'm like, I'm a mom. I'm not trying to be like that. And I also don't want to pay, you know, $120 for a pair of leggings. Uh-huh. So this is a brand that is going to look good on you no matter where you're. When we say project, we're talking about, like, everybody is kind of a work in progress. Mm-hmm. Everyone's kind of a project, you know?
Yes.
And this meets you there. So, like, whether you're on your weight loss journey, whether you're walking around the house, you know, whatever it is, like, we're going to meet you where you're at because you're going to feel good in these pieces. They're not, like, scandalous. They fit really good. Like, you can work out in it and then continue the rest of your day in it.
Well, I saw the piece that you had on in whenever we came brought the ice cream truck to your house.
Yeah.
And that's when you told me, I think, that that's when you were starting.
Yep.
And I was like, is this it? What you're wearing? You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful set. It was blue, right?
It was black with cream trim, and then we're making it an olive green, and it's going to be so good.
I loved it. Thanks. I loved what you were wearing.
Thanks.
And so it's all activewear. So it's like sports bras, shorts, leggings, like what all, like?
So we have leggings, we have sports bras. We did this beautiful one-shoulder sports bra, and it doesn't move.
Gosh.
Like, I go and I run on the treadmill. It doesn't move. You can wear it. It's amazing. We have activewear dresses that are coming. We have loungewear that's coming. The loungewear, the material is insane.
I can't wait.
It's so good. We have skirts, tops.
Oh, my gosh. All, like, launching in the beginning?
So, the beginning is mainly going to be activewear. Okay. But then right after, we've got our lounge sets. And there's, like, this beautiful sage color green and a brown, and they're just awesome. Really good.
How often do you launch? Is it, like, launch based, or is it, like, available all the time? Or do you – I guess you don't really know.
I guess we got to see how
– how many people buy it.
How many people buy it. I think it'll probably be drops because I think it's going to be gone. Like, every time that we launch something. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to just, like, stay available to people all the time. But we'll see. Eventually we'll get there.
That's really exciting.
Thanks.
Only women's or?
Only women's, but we're working on men's.
Okay.
So we already have
look at Pat, because everybody's like, please do pajamas for men. And I'm like,
I know.
I don't know.
It's hard to get into men, and I love in my Sundays. I love those PJs.
Oh, you're so sweet.
They're the best.
Thank you.
But men's is hard, but also Pat is, he just felt like, I don't have clothes that I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, then why don't you make clothes that you absolutely love? And then other people will too. So we're working on that. But I mean, it takes so long to make something. Especially if you're making it on your own and not like.
You're not going to a show, and which is fine. But a boutique will go to a show and they will say, I want this in my store. We'll put our label on it. When you're designing from scratch, it is a whole different ballgame and investment and time commitment.
It's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And I have so much respect for every single person that does this now, because you see the final product. You see everything, like, after all the hard work is done. And it's perfect and great, but you don't see the mulling over. Should this inseam be, like, 1 inch longer, 1 inch shorter? Should the rise be higher, shorter?
It is
so
complicated.
It's like, I drive myself insane over legging inseams.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. We have now in-house, like, product development, because I was like, this is a completely full-time job. Yes. And we cannot contract this out.
No.
Because there are so many like specific, and we want, just like you want to probably create the best activewear in the world. I'm creating the best pajama in the world. That's what I'm doing.
I love that.
That is what I want to do. I want to be in the top three biggest pajama brands in the world within 5 years. We really want to do that.
And you can do it.
You want to do that, I'm sure, with the athletic brand that you're creating.
Absolutely.
But in order to do that, you have to create a perfect product
for people. A perfect product. Mm-hmm. And that's really hard to do because I'm realizing how much people and their body types vary. Mm-hmm. Some people have long torsos. Some people have short torsos, mm-hmm. long legs, short legs. I mean,
everything. And you can't please everyone. So you really have Mm-mm. to find the happy medium of everything. Mm-hmm. And also, like, we never cut corners on costs and stuff. We'll use the most expensive material. And we'll use, mm-hmm. but you also want to keep it affordable. So it's like,
I know.
Product production and creation is tough. And especially, like, do you have a background in that? Because, like, I didn't have...
No background. I wear these clothes. I come mm-hmm. up with the idea in my head. Mm-hmm. And then I do have somebody that helps me. She's been amazing. She's been our mentor. She's run an activewear business before. She's kind of like my mentor. And she kind of helps me come to life. And then I work out in it a million times.
Mm-hmm. Then you're the test. You're the guinea pig.
Like, it has to be the best. Like, I bought a pair of leggings recently from a company. And I wore them to work out. And Mallory, okay, it was a workout class where you run. Uh-huh. And they were sliding down to the point. Like, I've never had this happen to me where your underwear shows in your leg. Like, I'm holding them while I'm running. I'm running like this. Uh-huh. And I'm like, this will not happen to a single mm-hmm. person. Like, mm-hmm. they have to feel so good in these. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Because also so many people on a health and wellness journey, they're already not feeling great having to step into the gym or onto a treadmill. So, like, you need to feel good in what you're wearing at least, no matter your size, no matter your stage and your health journey. And I think what's really great about this and you starting an athletic wear company is it is a perfect fit for you. Just like pajamas was a perfect fit for me.
Yes, it was perfect.
It was my number one seller. I've worn pajamas since I was 3 years old.
That's perfect.
My friends in college used to be like, what are you wearing? Because I would be in a full set or a nightgown. Or it's just part of who I am. This is part of who you are.
Yeah, it's part of who I am. I stay in mm-hmm. activewear. I put jeans on for you today. Mm-hmm. But like, did I want to show up in Salt Project? I sure did.
You could have. Yeah. You definitely could have. Well, I'm very excited about this. We will link all of the social media handles and the website of Salt Project. It is launching in September. Correct?
That's the goal. I mean, you know, this stuff is on its way to me right now.
It's launching in the fall. Knowing product development and timelines and having to move launches of things, we're going to say the fall.
Yeah, we're working on it. I mean, it's on its way.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it takes a long time.
Take it for what it is.
A long time to get here.
Yeah.
Sometime. Well, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for
having me. Like I said,
me.
You are really a true, like, in my top few people online, like top three of people that when I watch, I smile the whole time and I am constantly inspired by. Thanks. And it's really wild because, like, you are on the same, we were on the same journey, but I'm re-inspired by you. Thanks. And that's why I really wanted to bring you to my community here on the thank podcast. You. People that listen to this podcast, they want to live their fullest lives mm-hmm. and they're really looking for that thing when they're listening to the podcast of how can I change my life? Mm-hmm. And you are the shining star of like, hey guys, this is how you can change your life.
Yeah.
So thanks for sharing that with us today. Well,
and thanks for sharing it with me because that's what's helped me. So mm-hmm. thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were really excited. We were really excited for Salt Project.
Thanks. Thanks.
It's going to be awesome. The last question that I ask is if you could put any message on a billboard. If, like, people are driving down the road, looking up at the billboard, and you had to put, like, this is the message that I'm going to put that you're going to see as you're driving by, what would that be?
That is the hardest question.
Come on, bring out your pageant. Old pageant life.
Oh, my gosh. It feels like a pageant question. If I could put anything on a billboard, what would it be? Follow your gut.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Follow your gut. I've lived my whole life on gut instincts. Everything I do, like truly to the point where Pat looks at me like when we're buying a house. He looked at me and he was like, what's your gut say? Because we always follow your gut. Mm-hmm. And I just think there's that feeling inside of you for a reason. Mm-hmm. Follow it.
I love it. And it's the same thing that you just talked about with the athleisure brand and like the athletic brand. And so many people don't follow their guts because they don't trust their guts.
Trust it.
Yeah.
Do you follow your gut instinct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, because you are moving straight ahead. Yeah. I think if you don't, you pause and you're not, you don't go after the things that you should. Mm-hmm. You know, you...
You live a life that's determined by what other people will tell you will make you happy.
That's right.
And like, it is within you, the answer, mm-hmm. but you got to get quiet. And that's hard for a lot of people.
It is hard.
Because in your paused second, you're going like this.
Agreed.
And you,
yeah, you are. And so you're like, okay, well, what did everybody else do? And uh-huh. should I just do that?
Yeah.
But I think when you start trusting your gut and following your gut, it's almost like exercise. Like you do it once, mm-hmm. then you feel good. You can do it again mm-hmm. and you can like keep mm-hmm. doing it.
That's a good way to describe that. Follow your gut. I love it. All right, y'all. Natalie Kennedy, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me. Yes. I loved this.
This was a great podcast. I know this is going to be something that will change your life, whether you're trying to start a business, whether you are wanting to go on a health journey, whether you're trying to find balance within your family. Natalie is not only a friend of mine, but like I said, someone that I'm really inspired by. And I know that the Living Fully community is going to love this podcast. So I will link everything Natalie Kennedy in the show notes, her Instagram and Salt Project. And you guys can check her out. And I highly recommend following her Instagram because it will make you just feel joy every single day like it does when I follow. So thank you guys so much for listening to the Living Fully podcast. Tune in next week for more. Hey friend, if you're loving the show, I'd love to hear from you. Head to your podcast app, scroll down to where it says ratings and reviews, and share your thoughts well with a rating and review. Your words might be just what the next person needs to tune in and start living fully today.